how Jesus did it, but did you see how it happened? And I'm imagining this was pretty close to how it happened. He had been having a conversation, and then he came over when it came to that part of the conversation. She was sitting down. He came over and sat down on almost the same level as she was. And he said, go tell your husband. And she looked down and she said, but I don't have a husband. And he went on to say, I know you don't. You've had five. But the way he said it was not in a condemning way. It was not in a judging way. It was acknowledging whatever the hurt, the pain, what she had been through, maybe mistakes that she had made. But he had actually, instead of in the midst of saying that, stood up and stood over her. He didn't do that. He came down to her level and he was basically saying, I understand what you've been through. I understand the things you've done and I still care about you. And you know, the disciples came back. In fact, let's go ahead and read this. I said it was the last one, but in beginning with verse 27, it says this. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised. The disciples were surprised to find him talking with a woman. How long had the disciples been with Jesus? Didn't they know what he was about doing? Did they know about his love? Didn't they know about his desire to care for other people? Yet the scripture says right here, they were surprised to find him talking with a woman. And probably because it was a Samaritan woman. So you know, I think part of that smile was that Jesus was not a bit apologetic. He sat there knowing that those men were going to come back and going to see him having that conversation with her. And he still made eye contact with her. He still communicated value in her life in the midst of a place that broke the rules of society. And she went back and she told other people about that and they came. And so they began to understand more of who Christ was. I had an opportunity to go and visit Dorothy Giles this week. By the way, she should be another one that we had prayed for this morning. She's gotten into regularly now. She's having just bouts with her eyes. In one of her eyes, she'll just go blind for about 3 hours at a time. And then it'll come back. And that comes and goes. She's been to the doctor, and they're saying at this point there's nothing they can do about it. It's just something she's got to live with. So she was in really good spirits, all things considered, but had this opportunity to visit her, and I wasn't talking about my sermon. I wasn't planning to make this a illustration for today, but she gave it to me, and I think God wants me to use it. Ms. Giles said, you know, I try to do something for somebody every day. I just think that's how God wants me to live. That fits perfectly with what it means to value people, to make others more important than us, at least at some point during our day. What would it be like for you? Or maybe you already do that. Do you in some way do something for another person without thought of gain for yourself? You do that every day? You thought about doing that every day? How would the world be different if just 6 people in this room did that? How would the world be different if everyone in this room did that? How would this world be different if everyone who is a part of Woodland did that? Valuing people is a part of what God calls us to do. We talked about it last week with the Good Samaritan. What do you do to inherit eternal life? Yes, you make God first in your life. But the second part of that phrase, in order to inherit eternal life, you love your neighbor as yourself. So I invite you to embrace those opportunities this week to just do it. Don't just listen about it. Just listen to it. Do it. You don't have to spend forever thinking about what it is you're supposed to do. God's going to give you those opportunities. I want to tell you one example before we close. there was this person, this man, that was going to be going to an event with his children and was asked to pick up one of their friends from their house. Didn't think much of it, so went and picked the friend up and took the friend there, brought the friend back, and just kind of did what he was supposed to do. Well, what he realized is when he brought that friend back, he had driven a little bit out the way. That child, he was old enough to know better, but just got out the car and left. Didn't even say thank you. So the man got a little bit of an attitude about it. In fact, he got contacted again in that same week and was asked, will you go pick up this friend again? So he did. He went to pick him up, and as he did, he paid more attention to what was around. He paid attention to the rundown house that the person was living in. He paid attention to the fact that this boy got in the car and began to try to have somewhat of a conversation with him. And he took the boy to where he was supposed to go, and he realized that this boy was the one boy in all of the friends that his son had that didn't have any parent, any relative, anyone there seeing the event he was participating in. And he was a great kid with a lot of talent, and nobody was there to support him. And as this dad thought back about it, he hadn't had anybody there to support him for several weeks. And so then it hit him that it wasn't about him doing something for this kid, but he had opportunity to reach out to this kid, to let the kid know he was important, to let the kid know he was valuable. So he began asking questions and finding out and getting to know about this kid. Well, then it just so happened that they went to another, they were together somewhere, and sure enough, the kid had been dropped off but didn't have a ride back home. So you know what the kid did? Kid walked up to this dad, or to this dad's vehicle, and stood by the vehicle. The dad said, come on, I'll take you home. And I believe it was probably because of the time that dad had spent, because he actually cared, because he knew something about that child, because he prayed about that child's hurt, that child realized he had value and realized it was okay to stand by that vehicle and wait for an invitation to be carried home. God brings those opportunities into our life if we will just see them. You don't have to work to do something of value every day for somebody in your life. God brings them to you. I'm going to ask the praise team if they'll come on up. And I invite you to respond as God would lead. What is it that God is saying to you? How is it that you know the gift of God in your life? Are you taking it for granted? If you are, maybe that's what today is about, is realizing what God's doing for you in your life, even in the midst of struggles. But whether you're struggling or whether your life is going great, we have a responsibility as well to share that with others, to let others know how important they are. So be praying about that, reflecting on that. Stand with us as we sing, Respond as God Would Lead.